In its first hearing of the year, the House Judiciary Committee focused on immigration and how the Biden administration has handled record-high numbers at the U.S. southern border. Lisa Desjardins has been following it all and has this look at how Republicans are making border security a key part of their agenda.
Wielding their new power
with liberty and justice for all,
House Republicans hammered the Biden administration over its handling of the border.
It is Biden's problem because in 2 years it's radically changed.
The House Judiciary Committee is packed with Freedom Caucus and other harder line conservatives focused on the border, including Texas Congressman Chip Roy.
That's 2020 to 2022, almost 1,000 migrant deaths at the southwest border of the United States.
The border is dangerous. Drugs pour across, international terrorists, criminal gang members.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection saw a record 2.3 million encounters with migrants in the Southwest last fiscal year, driven by a spike in migrants from Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Cuba, with many repeat attempts by the same individuals. The hearing was parts heated and sharp accusations from Republicans.
Month after month after month, we have set records for migrants coming into the country. And frankly, I think it's intentional.
Part ardent defense from Democrats, who say Republicans are being political.
There's no one who wants a safe, secure, well-managed border than those of us who live and work on the border.
This hearing is titled Biden's Border Crisis. That is completely wrong. It is not Biden's border crisis. This has been a crisis for over half a century.
And it was part trying to grasp the problem with U.S. policy at the border. Sheriff Mark Daniels of Cochise County, Arizona.
I work with many Border Patrol agents, federal agents, and to date, I have not heard one say that it's working.
Indeed, along the border, some in law enforcement say their officers are overwhelmed.
The influx of people, the mass quantities of people that are invading our Border Patrol cannot keep up with it.
Clint McDonald is the executive director of the Texas and Southwest Border Sheriffs Coalition. He's critical of Biden policy and says Border Patrol is struggling.
They're understaffed, overworked, and are falling behind every day. So our sheriffs are having to put on hold the citizens that elected them to office to try to help with this immigration problem. Our sheriffs do not want to be immigration officers, but they're forced into that role now.
But others working on border issues argue the U.S. needs to be more open, not less, to the flood of asylum seekers. Dylan Corbett is an advocate who works with migrants.
We're concerned that 2 years into the administration, we haven't fully restored asylum at the border, and we're seeing steps in the opposite direction, that this administration is embracing some of the policies of the previous administration to manage in a long-term way immigration at the border.
Back at today's hearing, the mixed search for light.
And I'd love to be able to have a thoughtful conversation with my colleagues on their side of the aisle about these different prescriptive proposals.
And heat.
Last Congress, they controlled everything. Joe Biden's a Democrat in the White House. The Senate was controlled by the Democrats, and the House was controlled by the Democrats. Why didn't they fix it then?
Revealed little new, but opened what could be a significant debate. Republicans plan more hearings and say they hope to write legislation in coming weeks. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.